handle the truth.
Okay, here we go. Top of the second hour. Incendiary Radio with Dr. Jim Fetzer. No, he's graciously going to hang with us for probably another 20 to 30 minutes, which is great because I wanted to throw some things by him. Okay, so the first thing is this just popped on IntelliHub, and Dr. Pechenik tweeted it out. Him and I follow each other on Twitter. On-scene investigator banned from the Mandalay Bay MGM for life, okay, after he basically starts digging into the case here, okay? So he was working at the case, staying at the Mandalay Bay, was abruptly formally trespassed from all MGM Resorts international properties within 24 hours of his check-in. This is a guy that goes by Nick Falco, and he's posted a series of tweets confirming his claims that he was indeed banned from the property for life. Now, he was basically so he's digging around, okay, and all this stuff, and so he leaked the online version of Stephen Paddock's room service receipt, okay?
Oh, now, yeah. Right.
Now, other people, this Laura Loomer, this kind of Jewish girl that runs around with Jack Posobiec, and they're in the InfoWars kind of sphere now. Her and another guy were banned from the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department's press conference with the FBI on the 13th. So there's some kind of shady stuff going on, within trying to suppress people, trying to dig into what the truth is there in Las Vegas itself. But then I want to Ken, have clip one ready. I told you a while ago, but this is Sheldon Adelson, head of the Likud party, basically, that lives in America, versus this Jim Murren character that's the head of the Mandalay MGM, which owns Mandalay. So let's do clip one, and then we'll go back to Dr. Fetzer.
Two of the biggest heavyweights on the Las Vegas Strip are going toe-to-toe over that proposal to build a football stadium. Today, Las Vegas Sands CEO Sheldon Adelson responded directly to an interview with MGM CEO Jim Murren, conducted by none other than 13 Action News political analyst John Ralston. So, John, what's with the tug-of-war going on here?
Look what we started here, Steve, by doing
No,
that
look
interview.
What you started.
Although, yeah, sure, blame me. Last week, as you may remember, I talked to MGM Resorts Chief Jim Murren about that stadium and the Convention Authority expansion. He made a distinction between the two.
Something that's about 10 years overdue. And every month that we wait costs our community about $50 million based on the math that has been laid out by the authority and vetted by almost everybody. So we are highly supportive of expanding and improving the convention center, even though it obviously competes against us. We have the largest convention facilities here in Las Vegas, but we know it's good for the community. So that's a must-have. The stadium is a nice to have. So there are two topics here, I think, a must have and a nice to have.
Well, today in the newspaper Adelson owns, he responded directly to our interview, telling his own newspaper in a statement, quote, "I have no economic reason or rationale to object to the convention center expansion, except to say that based on my experience, that a stadium in Las Vegas is a must have and the convention center expansion is not even a nice to have." That's Steve. Sounds like a declaration of war.
Yeah, when you use the other guy's words in reverse, that's a throwdown for sure.
That's exactly what it is.
You think we'll see this continue?
I think we will. Jim Murren was very explicit in that interview to say that he's not opposed to the stadium. He just worries that there's no real proposal. They don't have a site. They don't have a financing plan. He actually thinks some public money might be good. But let's see what that stadium the committee recommends. They're meeting again Thursday. Probably come up with a recommendation next month.
All right, good. Thanks, John. Let us
know. All right, go ahead and stop it there.
For that proposal to build a foot.
Ken, so the Las Vegas Raiders is what we're looking at, Dr. Fetzer. So you got a war going on between the CEO of MGM Mandalay and then Sheldon Adelson, head of the Likud party that owns papers in Vegas and in Israel. Internecine mob warfare, possibly under the surface of this false flag operation. Your thoughts?
Well, actually, studies have shown that for communities generally, building a stadium is a big mistake because what happens is it doesn't bring in new money. It simply reallocates the amount of money for entertainment in the community. So if you build a new stadium, you're taking, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul, as the phrase has it. And it's not going to enhance the income to the community. Although, I will say, Las Vegas is different because, you know, it draws so many people as tourists from the outside. Maybe it would be beneficial financially for the community. I'm sure, however, that a convention center would be a big deal. And I'm inclined to think that Murren's right there, that the convention center is what they need, as opposed to the football stadium, which would be nice, but isn't important. What's interesting about these people is that they are making money on this thing, that Murren took off a huge amount of his money. He sold like 80% of his stock in MGM Mandalay Bay when he's a chief executive officer. And clearly he had the inside knowledge this was going to happen. And it was Soros or Adelson who actually put a $42 million short against MGM and the Mandalay, clearly indicating they knew this was coming. So,
Hey, Ken, let's rock clip 16 while we're on this. So let's segue into Soros shorting the MGM. Let's roll clip 16.
This is Dabu 7. This information is huge to me. We have Mr. Soros putting in a short, basically betting on the downfall of MGM stocks before the events that went down. Not only that, we have a slew of information connected to the individuals that were running the stocks and the stock management. That after you see what happened, it raises a lot of red flags. Soros bet $42 million. He put $42 million on puts, betting on a loss on MGM. How did they know? What were they expecting? Getting into the details here of the guy that ran the whole thing, MGM CEO James Murren, he had coolly divested himself of 80% of the shares that he owned in the company. Now, why would you do this when you're expecting your company to be making money? And what I mean by that is this is what they did in September. From July 31st up till they started making these moves. What they did is they chose to implement this repurchasing program. It is called a company share repurchase program. What this does is it removes other parts of the assets and in turn will make the price of each share go up. Soon as they implemented this, this guy got rid of 80% of everything he had.
All right, go ahead and stop it. So everybody gets the picture. Now, Dr. Fetzer, check this out. I was digging around on Expedia and Hotwire and all the travel sites just for the hell of it. Round trip air from St. Louis in a week in a hotel in Vegas in December. Guess how much it is? $160.
Isn't that amazing?
In a nice hotel. In a nice hotel. $160.
Isn't that just amazing? Well, you know, Paddock was reportedly playing with his girlfriend's casino card. Her her slot machine card or video poker card to build up amenities like comp rooms. I mean, how consistent is that with the idea of a guy who's about to turn into a mass murderer who's got 23 weapons in his room? I mean, you know, this story is so ludicrous on its face that it's truly backfiring. I think you're going to find an effort to suppress discussion of Las Vegas now, and that the Weinstein thing may have even been meant as a massive distraction from Las Vegas. Because everyone can see that this Las Vegas story makes no sense at all. There's no aspect of it that adds up right. It's all totally ridiculous.
Let's go through the brother, the loony brother first. But then secondly, let's talk about the aspect that this guy, okay, skunk works at Lockheed Martin, IRS mail. Was he sheep dipped or was just some sort of a... is it possible that he was doing some sort of dirty work for an Alphabet, and then, you know, they decide to go ahead and, you know, axe him out of the picture? But his brother first, weirdo guy, and then let's talk about the stories we're seeing under the surface about Paddock being some sort of a sheep-dipped player in the arms dealing and so forth and so on.
Yeah, but bear in mind, they can make up any story about him they want. You know, I mean, the CIA specializes in phony documents. I mean, that's why, you know, it's so troubling when you have a case that is crucial to the government that they can fake documents and records. They do it all the time. There's a big deal with Lee Oswald, whether there were actually two Lee Oswalds. There's a fellow named John Armstrong, very smart guy. He wants to argue that there was a Harvey and there was a Lee Oswald. They roughly had parallel lives. But the fact is, I pointed out that in order to prove there were two Oswalds, you had to prove there were three, because the CIA creates a phony dossier, a phony history for anyone who works for the agency. And Lee was working for the agency at various points in his career. So when they return to civilian life, they have a whole history ready made for them. So if you wanted to prove there were two, like he wants to claim there was a Harvey and a Lee, you got to prove there was a Harvey, there was a Lee, and there was the CIA phony dossier. I'm convinced he took the phony dossier to be a separate person when it was just made up for Lee.
Yeah, so let's talk about the connections for trying to connect this whole thing with the Filipino ladies around him with the,
well, it's interesting
with the Islamic girlfriend. With the Islamic angle in the Philippines. And we've seen this before with Terry Nichols and the Oklahoma City bombing, the connections of Ramzi Youssef and the Philippines and so forth, to build these kind of caricatures and cutouts. What are your thoughts on that stuff?
Well, trying to suggest he was a convert to Islam frankly absurd as it gets. See, this suggests there's an Israeli element here, because exactly. That's what happened on 9/11 between the destruction of the South Tower and the North. They were playing video showing Palestinians rejoicing as though it were contemporaneous with what we were seeing on television. They also announced that the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine had claimed responsibility. This was absurd. Intel experts around the world agreed there were only two agencies in the world that could have pulled it off. One was the CIA, the other the Mossad. On 9/11, they were working together. So this was a typical Israeli overreach to bring in the Palestinians. It was archival footage from some prior, you know, political or religious event where the Palestinians were rejoicing. In fact, they were all just as stunned, you know, speechless, watching this unfold as everyone else. But they overplayed it. This is another indication trying to make Paddock out to be a convert to Israel is an overplay. It's like the shooting of Bobby Kennedy. Sirhan Sirhan had to be a Palestinian. Overplaying. Sirhan unloaded 8 shots in front of Bobby, but none of them hit him. He was killed by 4 shots fired from behind, actually by the security guard who was beside him, it appears. One entered behind his right ear from a distance of 1.5 inches. And then as Bobby was falling and he grabbed the guy's tie, and the tie clasp wound up on the floor nearby, shot him a couple of times under the armpit, one of which wound up next to his spine. But Bobby wasn't shot by Sirhan Sirhan. He was the patsy. Paddock is the patsy. you know, the Palestinians were the patsies on 9/11. Then we got all this nonsense about Osama bin Laden, who actually worked for the CIA.
Yeah.
Osama was our man in Afghanistan. He was instrumental in getting the Stinger missiles into the hands of the Mujahideen. He was Colonel Tim Osman. He actually had a formal rank in the agency. An official of the CIA visited him in a hospital in Dubai, where he was suffering from these medical maladies from which he would die on 15 December 2001. So, I mean, you know, Barack Obama had to resurrect him and kill him again to position himself for a triumphal reelection.
But hey, he actually right when the whole thing with his birth certificate was the debacle.
Right.
I mean, that was so horrible. So pathetic.
That's right. And the whole thing was totally fraudulent. There were local obituaries at the time. Both Fox News and CNN published stories on the 26th of December, 2001, that bin Laden was dead. The New York Times, 6 months later, would run an article about bin Ladenism being dead, where they conceded in the article that bin Laden was reported to have died 6 months previously.
The most wanted man on the planet, they just dump him at sea as well. I mean, this was just the massive indicator.
And claim it was in accordance with Muslim tradition, which is absurd. He was buried in an unmarked grave in Afghanistan in accordance with Muslim tradition.
So one of our RBN guys that's already been vetted, he's got something for both of us. So let me bring him on real quick, sure. Dr. Fetzer. This is Chris in Las Vegas, who everybody on RBN knows. But let's bring Chris up, Ken.
Sure.
Hello, Dr. Fetzer and Robert.
Yeah, what's up?
Chris. Yeah, terrific.
Okay. Here's some poop that everybody doesn't know. The guy that was standing back in the first LVMPD public service announcements, public sexual relations, where they're mind fornicating everybody, behind Joseph P. Lombardo, the sheriff. The guy on the right, the heavy set guy, was Steve Sisolak. He's the chairman of the Clark County Commission. Steve Sisolak is also a cheerleader that helped bring about the Raiders, who I think that they probably, whoever's promoting it, Sheldon Adelson and others, donated large amounts of money to his upcoming governor campaign here in Las Vegas. Steve Sisolak is the one who conspired with the district attorney here in Las Vegas, Steve Wolfson, to put Steve Sisolak, the chairman of the county commission's daughter, Ashley Sisolak, into my sham grand jury case where I was falsely indicted for criminality. I'm still fighting against that in the courts here. But this is how criminal they are in this town. The corruption here is abjectly insane. The nepotism... Wow. Inside the county court system. All right.
Well, it's all around.
Now, we know
it's all around the country, Chris. I mean, Soros financed Charlottesville. He brought in truckloads of the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter, some on the same bus. And the mayor of Charlottesville had the local police stand down so the governor, who is a crony of Hillary Clinton, could use the state police to direct the channel, the protesters who had a permit were peaceful into a violent confrontation
And then Dr. Fetzer and Chris, they also implanted a bunch of feds in the Unite the Right crowd wearing their little swastikas and the Klan garbage.
The two leaders were fairly provocateurs.
Go ahead, Chris.
We have embedded Fed agents here in Las Vegas. I can name one. Matthew Schaefer came from Pennsylvania. He's an Antifa type guy. He's one of those fascist, anti-fascist actors that are deeply embedded from the Obama hangovers in the FBI. There's also some in the U.S. Attorney's Office here. This is something that's really insidious about this community. Now, Steve Wolfson's wife, Jackie Wolfson Glass, who they have a law office down on 7th Street around Gas, she is the chief of the Specialty Competency Court who committed me to the Lakes Crossing Center for 30 days, stealing my liberties under the guise that I was incompetent. I'm incompetent like Dr. Fetzer. We conspiracy factualists who actually do the due diligence, study this stuff, and dissolve it apart. It is absolutely... I watched another one. Oh, after the break, I'll fill you on this last one. Did I hear music?
I'm not hearing it yet. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, there's a Bezak, I think his name's Scott Bezak, Bishak, report up. And he talks about a guy named Edmonston, captured down in Tennessee the day after the big shooting, 2nd. All right?
Yeah.
very closely tied. He also says there's a guy named Bob Smith that's a cover name being kept on the 47th floor of one of the properties of the MGM or the Mandalay Bay undercover as an operative.
And all right, maybe hey, let's hold it there. There's the music. But there was some interesting people being escorted out of, I believe it was the Bellagio, under heavy armor. I'm sure you saw that, Dr. Fester. There were some weird things going on that night. But we'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Chris in Las Vegas, I want you to hold on. You and I are going to continue after the bottom of the hour, but Dr. Fetzer's got to go. And I was talking to him off the air. I kind of want him to get the last few minutes here before the end of the program. to kind of tie up everything and try to give the big picture and where we're at and why they timed it then and, you know, the big geopolitical picture of why they would run this operation. This was almost, Dr. Fetzer, this was almost mirrors into George W. Bush's administration, the time frame when they ran 9/11, where they ran Las Vegas on Trump. What, you know, and so let's tie it all up. Go ahead.
Well, I agree. It was supposed to be a much bigger op because there were events going on at the Bellagio, at the Flamingo, at New York. Actually, there were attempts on 9/11 to blow up the George Washington Bridge, to blast the Holland Tunnel and, you know, the Lincoln Tunnel. So it was supposed to isolate Manhattan, but these things didn't all work out because of police intervention, who were very much on top of things once they got their act together in New York. But here we have, you know, clear motives from people like Soros and Murren, who want to make a lot of money quick because they know that the price of the stock is going to drop. They can then, you know, sell in advance, as did Murren, or make a wager the stock is going to drop and make a fortune then too. Then they can buy it back up cheap.
And we also have the furtherance of the gun control agenda as well.
Right, right. That's the second motive I was about to mention, to advance the gun control. But it's so absurd that this guy should have had 23 weapons. He couldn't possibly have used 23 weapons. It would have made sense for him to have the one principal weapon, whatever that might have been, and then another for self-defense. 23. They can't even figure out how he got in there. And, you know, the claims have been contradictory. No one has any video. Las Vegas is as surveyed as any city in the world, with the possible exception of London. We should have had surveillance videos of him all over the place. We don't. All this suggests it's phony. His death in the room was clearly staged. This is a person who was murdered, didn't commit suicide. Then we have, of course, the scanner scam, you know, because the Chertoff group owns these scanners. Sure. They had to take a lot of them out of airports because they were unsafe. And as I may have already mentioned, I mean, when you go to a dentist, they put a lead apron on you when they're going to expose you for a millisecond. These things expose your body for about 30 seconds. They're very dangerous. You don't want to go through these scanners if you possibly can avoid it. Now, the proof that this whole thing is completely fabricated includes that they did have crisis actors there. The medical evidence, as in the case of JFK, is completely crucial here. The fact that we have a military surgeon who's confirming that none of the witnesses, none of the victims in the hospitals is authentic, none of the wounds are real, that it's all fake. The case of the guy who bounced out of bed to stand for Donald Trump is a perfect illustration. Then we have an American trauma surgeon who confirms it and gives a whole lot of other points. Then we have this latest online on my blog of a woman who's gone through 33 of the videos from the scene interviewing the witnesses, and who spells out how you hear the sound of shots being fired, and it is from multiple locations. There were at least two in the Mandalay and one on the ground, but it all appears to have been done with blanks. No one appears to have been killed. And frankly, once they introduce crisis actors, they're paying, you know, $20 an hour. If any of them had been shot, there would have been a massive lawsuit and it would have blown the whole cover. This is why you can't do these as a hybrid event. It had to be just a core of the crisis actors who knew what they were supposed to do, like shouting fire in the theater. Most of the 20,000 had no idea what was going on. Most of the 20,000 believe it was real. They heard the sound of the shots. But that's exactly what we get from this study of the 33 videos. You're hearing a lot of sounds of shots, but you're not actually getting any indication that real bullets were going on. Anastasia Smith, heroes were in abundance at the Las Vegas massacre. You got all kinds of people, civilians with no medical training, moving bodies around that are supposed to be wounded. Potentially, they could be causing their death. They could be subject to lawsuits. No SOP was followed here. This is like in Sandy Hook in Boston, where you should have had a rush of EMTs into the building, or into Boston. You should have a string of ambulances. Didn't happen here. We even have a photograph that appears to be transferring the body from a funeral home into a vehicle to be one of those who died at Las Vegas. It's that bad. it's that bad.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the program. I thought this is a really good hour and a half that you just did with me, and I know the audience appreciates it. And so some of my listeners wanted me to get you on and, you know, have you and I go back and forth about this. So, Dr. Fetzer, thanks for coming on. You're welcome anytime you want. Appreciate it. And then I hope the RBN audience got something out of it. I know they did, because I think it was very good. So appreciate you being there, and anytime you want to come back.
Yeah, real pleasure being with you. I just say, if anyone wants to follow up, go to my blog, jamesfetzer.blogspot.com, or of course we have all these collections of expert studies on all these events at moonrockbooks.com.
All right, Dr. Fetzer, thanks, man. Appreciate you.
My pleasure. Terrific. All right. Thanks very much for featuring me.
All right, no problem. Hey, whenever a false flag happens, you're probably the go-to guy, because you spend the time and
thanks.
Your thing. So, all right. So we're letting Dr. Fetzer go. I know we're probably at a break, Ken. I don't know where we're at here. Where it's right at the bottom of the hour, but is Chris still with us? Yeah, let's take the break. We'll see you guys on the other side. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America.
Seven. trust snakes that bite. Spite the apple and the nightmare materialize. See them suffer, hear them shriek. Roses might be pretty, but they're oh so weak. The smell is sweet, but leaves a bitter taste. Flowers are slow.
All right, we're back. Bottom of the second hour, Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Chris, we still got you, man.
I'm still here, Steve.
Thanks. All right. All right, good. Because
I apologize.
That's okay. I wanted to give Dr. Fetzer a chance to finish up and kind of tie things up. But you're there in Vegas. You're dealing with basically this kosher mob that runs the town. They've hemmed you up. You're an RBN stalwart. I'm going to have you ride shotgun with me till the next break, and that's about 20 minutes. So go ahead and finish where you were, and then I'm gonna bounce some things off you because I know you're a smart guy. And so go ahead and finish where you were, but then let's move on.
Okay. Well, the district attorney here, Steve Wolfson, his wife, Jackie Wolfson Glass, with the Wolfson Glass Law Firm.
Uh-huh.
She's also the chief justice of the so-called Specialty Competency Court, which is really a star chamber, an inquisitorial court, where I was violently attacked hostilely for having the audacity of citing law and facts and evidence that disputed their falsity of this so-called psychology and psychiatry, witch doctrine and pseudoscience that they tried to lock me up for.
Right.
And that was the day after I'd served them with a notice of lawsuit for federal Bivens case for violation of rights, and a RICO fraud claim for stealing my private car.
Hey, and just to let the audience know, you wore a badge in your life. You're not just some crackpot homeless buffoon. You're a guy that did your time and so forth and so on. But go ahead.
546 military police attached to CID, Fort Sill, Oklahoma. Lawton, Oklahoma PD, right outside there for a year and a half, 2 years. Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, and Nevada State Gaming Control Board Enforcement Agent, and a few years at the Nevada Test Site with a high security TSQ clearance for the TSSBI top secret background investigation at the Nevada Test Site.
Chris is not some weirdo here. He's just a guy that was in the system, but then he ended up knowing too much, and then so at a point the beam got pointed at him. So that's that. And I've listened to you over the years at RBN, and I realize all that, but some of the audience doesn't know this, but that laser beam got pointed at you because you became too smart for this control system that we all live in and out of, and so then you were targeted.
Well, I'm defending and clawing my way out of the situation. It's looking up for me. They're serving subpoenas on the zoning Nazis that stole my car and fabricated the false story that I assaulted somebody with a gun as a crazy sovereign citizen domestic terrorist, which was not true whatsoever. All I did was go in to get my cell tail, my camera, to photo document it with evidentiary of the private truck the guy was driving in his private clothes with a piercing in his lip, an Antifa guy, or maybe an undercover FBI agent that was sent here to try to provoked me into violence. I can't tell you exactly yet. I don't have all the answers, but I'm investigating. But I will be vindicated eventually, and I will defend till the end. However, the county commissioner, the chairman of the county commission, Steve Sisolak, whose daughter was put on the sham grand jury to throw me under the bus, acting as my pretender defender.
And he's running for governor, right? He's running for governor.
He is who I hear is the next one selected to replace Sandoval, who is a former federal judge, curiously.
Chris, I just happened through my research in the last couple of weeks. I ran across his official website. And so when you mentioned that name, I saw that this guy comes out of Vegas running for governor. But I just wanted to corroborate that. But continue.
Well, Well, he's got over $4 million. Just kidding. Maybe it's $5 million now with the likely donations he received from Sheldon Adelson, the Raiders Club, to be the cheerleader wearing their black and silver and doing the rah-rah thing to try to promote the people of Las Vegas to pay to build the Raiders in your stadium here like they do everywhere. And, of course, then they don't come up to fruition. It might work here in Vegas. Doubtful. It'll cost us a lot of money before it's all over. And we're giving property to the Raiders Foundation to do that. That should be filling the coffers of the tax burden public here. However, what we look back in Mr. Steve Sisolak's past and where did he get his money to run for his office in the first place, I have it on good resources that he originally was running a telephone sex call ring mafia operation. That's where he got his funds from. And it's a very lucrative business for people calling, engaging in telephone sex with nice looking, at least on the screen model. They might be big fat slugs or maybe impersonator females in the background. Who knows? But nevertheless, right. He made a lot of money in that mafioso operation. So this is definitely still a mob town. Of course, the corrupt judiciary here in this town is full of all kinds of judicial activist judges of Harry Reid's appointment. Harry the Red, the so-called the fighter Harry the Red. He's really a redhead, red diaper baby communist is what Harry Reid is, and he calls everybody else here terrorists when he is truly a terrorist himself.
He's one of those. I guess he's one of the Minos, Mormons in name only, huh?
Exactly. Well, of course, he knows where his money comes from Israel. So I suppose that's where. And he, of course, he was involved in the land scam deal up on the Bundy Ranch stuff.
Yeah, and with the Chinese solar farm and all that. Yeah.
Yes. That's his son, Roy Reid. And then that was also involved up in the Malheur with the Hammonds and the Rosatom one, uranium one, the Yearly Clanton deal, selling off over 30% of America's uranium supplies to Russia.
Podesta group and these spirit cookie weirdos. Yeah.
Oh, and incidentally, on the Podesta thing, maybe not, maybe so. We don't know for sure yet, but the wife of the FBI agent, Aaron Rouse, that was just moved to Las Vegas, the former special intel investigations for the FBI, Quantico, before he moved here, to take over. It's been the gatekeeper, glaring at the audience and everybody else for asking tough questions, keeping control over Joe Lombardo in his so-called public indoctrination propaganda sessions where he's putting out the false meme that there's only one shooter ad infinitum.
Let me add this, Chris. Pete Santilli just copped a plea over there in Vegas, and so he's going to be out on the street. So watch for him on the I predict he's going to be brought into the Rents radio network very shortly. So that's just my prediction. So watch for Pete Santilli, who a lot of us had questions about, so forth and so on, throughout this entire Bundy Malheur birdcage thing. But watch for Santilli. I'm just predicting this to pop up on the Rents radio network. That's just my guess, but go ahead.
Well, I have a strong suspicion that's part of the reason that I've been targeted for obliteration and assassination, and why they sent this gang out here to bully gang and thuggy me to try to provoke me to violence like they thought I would do. But I fooled them. I didn't do anything silly like that because I'm a well-trained, consummate professional that knows how to handle situations of that nature, and I didn't do what they wanted me to do to give them the opportunity to do it, although I did give them plenty of opportunity. But nevertheless, I mean, this whole thing is so weird because I was out involved in educating the Bundy family in their front room with Tom Lacabera, who's locked up from the Republic Broadcasting Network on a hooey charge of constructive possession where he never had physical possession, but the girl of the CIA, FBI.
It was in the room with him, yeah.
In the bathroom with a gun in her purse, and he didn't know it was in the purse. If they claimed he was in possession, they'd had him in jail for over a year, torturing and per se executing another patriot, stalwart, loud voice of true freedom and liberty here in America, like yourself. And so this is really a rogue state. It's run by criminal influences of the deep, dark state. The governor, Sandoval, the former federal judge, he knows or should know that the assimilation of separated powers with the district attorney's wife being in charge of the judicial branch where they're using it to per se execute truth, liberty, freedom, patriots that love America here in this country were First Amendment protected activity under City of Houston, Texas versus Hill. Basically, police are expected to take a certain amount of opposition, even tell them they're number one with a middle finger, like it happened in that particular case by a gay guy, under freedom of speech and their duty to be expected to have exception taken by the public watching over them when they're acting outside scope, sphere, and color of law. Very, very important. But this is a very, very troubling thing. I had made the projection early on in calls to J.R. Moore's show, The Liberty Man, on RBN Early, that there were multiple weapons involved, more than one shooter, like the day it happened. This is not news. This is something I did early on because I'm a trained professional that had the ear to hear that there were more than one type of weapon being fired, including a belt-fed automatic gun of some sort, larger caliber.
Yeah, let me stop you right there, Chris. And this is what's very uncomfortable. And so let's get into this real quick. Ken, get clip 10. Now, this is all over the internet. This is just breaking on YouTube and various places. Remember the sounds of the helicopters, Chris? Well, there's footage all over the place of the helicopters actually, whether they're blanks like Dr. Fetzer says or not, firing something out of the helos. Okay, you know there's a Hilo base right there. But let me just and look, I'm not saying yay or nay on this, but this is big breaking, and I've been sending it to Hooley. I sent it to Pat Privilege, my guest from last week. This is crazy. Ken, hit clip 10 real quick.
To the previous video about the analysis trying to show that the entire event was actually conducted in the air, and it was an air assault via a helicopter. There's some really interesting information I'd like to share with you. The first thing is, 30 years ago in 1987, a movie came out called Running Man. What is really strange about that, in the opening part of that trailer, it talks about in the year 2017, a certain individual was accused of a crime.
Okay, go ahead and stop it there, Ken. Now, see, I did some legwork here, Chris. Listen to this. This is the beginning of the movie Running Man, and I went back and found it. By 2017, the world economy has collapsed. And I put in parentheses, Trump is here to oversee the bankruptcy and the reconstitution of this thing. Food, natural resources, and oil and short supply. Then I put Fukushima because we're watching the collapse of the food chain in a kind of a slow kill method. A police state divided into paramilitary zones rules with an iron hand, and I put in parentheses FEMA regions. Television is controlled by the state, and a sadistic game show called Running Man has become the most popular program in history. And I put NFL collapse in parentheses. So whatever's coming on the heels of the NFL, whatever's coming on the heels of this NFL collapse is going to be even like UFC level gladiatorial, even worse maybe. Listen to this. All art, music, and communications are censored. No dissent is tolerated, and yet a small resistance movement has managed to survive underground. That's all of us. When high-tech gladiators are not enough to suppress the people's yearning for freedom, all right? And so what's fascinating is, Ken, let's see, we've got maybe a minute left.
I've got something for you.
Go ahead. We'll play the other clip.
Going back to the original Waco with the Branch Davidians, it turns out, in retrospect and reverse engineering this thing, the people that were shot with the ATF that were attacking the building were shot from overhead from helicopters, not from inside the compound.
Yeah. Amazing, huh?
What a coincidence.
But This is the helicopter angle that a lot of the YouTubers are out here pushing right now, Chris, is that, and I swear, all of you listening, dig around on YouTube, Las Vegas assault from the air, Las Vegas helicopter shooters, Las Vegas, and you'll run across it. And I'm not saying it's real, but what I'm saying is this is another angle that I just stumbled across when I was researching for the show today. And everybody knows that listen to this program. I don't just sit here and start digging around at 9 o'clock before I come on at 10. This is an all day traumatic event for me, like a Rain Man sort of try to build a show that's 3 hours. And it's just like, I've got three pads of notes in front of me.
You got an action back 3 hours too. Gosh.
Right. But Ken will be my witness. It's like, I overload Ken every week with clips to the point where I don't even get to 50% of them because I'm like that crazy about putting this show together. But we all
Ken
have to look
get a bathroom break.
Yeah, he does. He does. but no, it's that crazy because, and here's the break. But Chris, let me hold you to the top of the hour and I'll let you finish up. But I'm going to play this other clip. Ken, have clip 9 ready, and then I'm going to let Chris and I are going to tie things up after the top of the hour. All right, see ya.
Cool.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, Sidiary Radio. Check this out. So I got Chris on the line till the top of the hour. Now, listen, here's what's weird. You know, your cell phone tracks you everywhere. And I meant to get this in the last couple of weeks. I just forgot. But last week I meant to get to this. I got a phone call. I walked into my parents' house, and they're both old, elderly people. Love being around them. But as soon as I walk in the house, the phone rings, and they ask for me. And it was some guys from some weird corporation asking if I wanted to come out to Las Vegas. And this was weeks ago. And I was like, no. And I hung up on them. And then Vegas happens a few weeks ago. So I got to that, the cryptic call that I received a couple weeks ago from some, this is so-and-so from the blah, blah, blah company. We want to know if you ever wanted to come out to Vegas. And I'm like, what? And I was like, no. And I hung up on him. And then Vegas happens. But anyway, Chris, let's talk about this. Trump being set up. Okay, let's say the helicopter angle gets pushed. And this, there's nobody you can say would pull this operation except our own deep state if a helicopter was involved. Trump being set up possibly for impeachment here, 25th Amendment. I keep seeing this. Even this week in a bunch of the alternative media websites, people are pushing the 25th Amendment angle. His own cabinet has to go along in order for the 25th Amendment thing to go down, okay, if you get into the 25th Amendment. Now, let's go back to the running man thing. Ken, hit clip 9. This is Schwarzenegger, the running man.
What are your coordinates?
020, flight level 15, vehicle for release point, Echo Bravo 1.
Move in and check it out.
Roger, moving in. Food riot in progress. Approximately 1,500 civilians, no weapons evident.
Proceed with Plan Alpha. Eliminate anything moving.
I said the crowd is unarmed. There are lots of women and children down there. All they want is food, for God's sake.
As you were, Richard. Proceed with Plan Alpha. All rioters must be eliminated.
The hell with you. I will not fire on helpless people. Abort mission. We're going to turn back to base.
Lieutenant Sanders, do you copy?
Affirmative.
Take command, detain Richard, and proceed as ordered.
Richard, what the fuck are you doing?
All right, stop it there. Stop it there. So we all know, all those of us that are old, remember that I actually watched movies back then, so I saw this movie. But yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger, this is how Running Man begins, Chris. So a lot of the YouTubers are tying this in. If the helicopter angle, and I'm asking all you guys to go out there on the videos, Vimeo, all the big ones, Steam It and all the others, and look at the video angle of the helicopter firing. Now, whether it's blanks or not, like Dr. Fetzer and Dr. K and Dr. Pachenik all say, regardless, they're still pushing the helicopter angle now, 2 weeks later. Chris, your thoughts?
Okay, here's a couple of things for you. One, I talked to my friend Roger Sales down in Ecuador, who were out on the ocean recently, and they reported they got swooped down by a silent helicopter. They could not hear it coming, but it was close enough they could see the instrument panel and the pilot inside the cabin in the early dawn hours.
Wow.
Now, that's one thing. Now, Trump, we know that at the same time this was going on, they were voting on State Department Bulletin pamphlet number 7277, Freedom for More in a Peaceful Society, the Small Arms Treaty.
Hey, Chris, the UN. Hold on to the top of the hour. I want to hold you, and then let's cover the rest of this.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try Migrelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle.